Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And everybody who's come in here said that you provided the inspiration after what you went through. We can see it on your face right now. you go in and get treatment and come back out and talk to these guys. Just describe what took place for you.
Well, we made the kick and came in, and then we went out and started it again. But, you know, we all had a good laugh about it for sure.
What did that feel like?
Yeah, probably like you'd expect. And, you know, it's a... this kind of part, like, yeah, don't want it to happen, but it was all good.
All right, that is Dan Quinn with Mr. Chick Hernandez, and John Keim. After yesterday's game, bloody nose and all, dried blood in his mustache.
He was definitely concussed.
Well, listen, I never got official word on that, but he was evaluated at halftime. If he was concussed, like... I don't know if he would have been allowed to coach the second half.
Yeah.
I don't know if doctors and trainers would have cleared him to do that. Now, to my knowledge, I don't know if there's a rule in the NFL rule book that says all personnel or whatever, but like if a player, meaning Marshon Lattimore, went out and evaluated for concussion, players get evaluated for concussions all the time. The Raiders had a dude, Michael Mayer, who they almost brought the card out for. Now, he had a concussion. He was ruled out for the game. He got up right as the cart got there, and he walked off, but he never returned, and he was concussed. Dan Quinn got his lights knocked out, to your point, and as you just heard, and he came back for the second half, which is like 12 minutes later. I mean, there is, like, halftime is not very long in the NFL. It goes very, very quick. Maybe it's like 14 minutes by the time the actual kickoff happens, but you get my point. So I guess Dan Quinn was able to even make the very back end, tail end of halftime back to the team to deliver a speech, according to Bobby Wagner, who was basically going to or about to or in the process of delivering it. And then Dan Quinn showed up and, you know, gave them the rah-rah shish-kumba stuff. Dan Quinn, tough dude. Tough dude. That's that Salisbury in you. There you go. So, kudos to him. Tough guy. And obviously his team played well. Well enough. Now listen, that was not Marcus Mariota, obviously, going in unabashed into Dan Quinn. He was shoved into him. Like, for anybody wondering, because I didn't see it live, I was typing something, but the replay clearly shows he's shoved into him, right? But you see, like, I mean, you know that team loves Dan Quinn, but you see, like, Mariota's, like, wiping his face. Bobby Wagner's right over there. Like, everybody's really concerned. When you have a coach that you want to play for, that you want to take care of, Like, not that you're going to be perfect. Not that you're going to be perfect. But you find a way, more often than not, to dig a little bit deeper for that guy. And that's what the Commanders do for Dan Quinn. You'll hear from Dan Quinn in about 22 minutes right here on the Team 980. Until then, back to you on the phones. Let's get to Vin in Pittsburgh on line one. Spent a lovely day and a half in Pittsburgh this weekend. The South Side needs a lot of construction on those streets, Vin. But Pittsburgh's a cool city.
For a small city, Chris, this is one of the toughest places to get around in.
Yeah.
Even where I'm living, they're doing construction.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the roads are just insanity, man. Insanity.
It's one of the worst, Chris. You don't miss being up here, I'm sure.
No. I mean, I will tell you this. There's some insane driving around here. I've never been more scared for my life in Pittsburgh.
Hey, did you watch the game last night, the Giants?
Oh, yeah. Watched the whole game, yep. Mm-hmm.
I got to say this, Chris. If there was anybody else quarterback in the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think they would have won. Mahomes made – you know the two plays I'm talking about. They were Hall of Fame plays.
Mm-hmm.
And the one where he threw the ball, it was a backward pass. And the Giants linebacker was at number 51. He's trying to, you know – pick it up and go for the touchdown, but Mahomes goes in there and takes the ball out of his hands.
Yep.
I mean, that was unbelievable. The second one, Chris, Mahomes is rolling out to the right. He throws the ball back across his body. Perfect throw to the goal line for a touchdown.
And Thornton had dropped. They thought Thornton had the touchdown on the previous one, remember? On the one right before that. And he couldn't survive the ground. It was too amazing throws by Patrick Mahomes.
Unbelievable. I'm iffy on Mahomes, but I got, you know, hey, when somebody does something like that, Chris, I got to call it out.
Yeah.
You know, they were great plays. I've always been iffy on Dan Quinn, but I got to be honest with you. After that hit yesterday, Dan, the way he got back up, I gained a lot of respect for Dan Quinn. I got to be honest with you, and I think he's a better coach this time around, you know, than he was in Atlanta. He knew he wanted this job really bad, and I'm just saying this is a well-coached team. You know, they did what they had to do yesterday.
I'll tell you this: you say you know you'd never really been that impressed. I mean, it's okay. Everybody can be reasonably, I guess unsold on somebody until a certain point, right? But here's the one reason why I'm always in favor of recycled coaches, which is just the opposite of a lot of these people out in the media that say, recycled, all that stuff, right? And they want all the fresh faces. Recycled head coaches or former head coaches often understand if they apply the lessons that they learn, good and bad, in their first tenure and improve and accentuate in their second tenure, that they can be really successful. Dan Quinn studied his ass off from what went wrong in Atlanta and what went right, but what went wrong in Atlanta, and then applied it as a defensive coordinator and now as a head coach. And while he's not perfect, they've screwed up at the end of the two first halves in week one and week two, but look at what they were able to pull off there in week three, even with that collision, right? They were able to get the field goal at the buzzer. They managed the clock correctly, right? That's just one example. But overall, this is why Dan Quinn was, I think, the right guy, because again, when you learn what you did and then you're determined to say, okay, how do I fix that? How do I improve upon that? And you take that seriously and don't think you have all the answers, you're going to be successful. That's exactly what Dan Quinn did.
And I'm sure that Super Bowl was eating at him. You know,
you had
that Super Bowl once. And I think now he's got the quarterback that if he got in a position like that, I think the outcome would be much different. And speaking of the quarterback, now, in this offense, Mariota, I mean, you're not losing much with Jaden. Now, Jaden's a better quarterback, right? More talented. But in this type of offense, remember, this is why this guy was the Heisman Trophy winner, because he was in this type of offense, Mariota. And you don't lose that much with him in there. So my point is, if Jaden's not 100% this week, I don't see no reason why you don't go with Mariota. with Atlanta and try to get Jaden ready for the Chargers at San Diego.
I don't know why you wouldn't do anything like other than that. I mean, that makes like I said this morning on the Junkies, you're 2-1. Mariota played well. Why would you even risk Jaden Daniels playing? Now, they won't tell us. And,
no,
and he'll be
that,
limited in practice on Wednesday, but they should not play him. They should not play him. Vin, thank you. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you, brother. I got to let you run. Sorry. We just got a couple of calls we got to get to so that we can get to Bill and Dan Quinn all before 3:30 or at 3:30. Let's get to Paulie on the Team 980. What up, Paulie?
Who's the man here to the W?
What's shaking, Paulie? Big win yesterday. Man. Big win. Big win.
You know what, man? Hey, happy belated birthday.
Thank
to
you, brother.
Too, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Let's start with Josh Connerly. Listen, if this guy can keep his head on straight and I think there's enough veteran presence around him, he's been going through murderer's row when it comes to pass rushes. At some point in this season, he's not going to be a rookie any longer. And this guy's going to be pretty good. Because he might give up an occasional rush here and there, but you can see it's not physical. It's more or less experience is where he's lacking at. And the moves he gets beats on are a lot of experience moves. And that's just something, you know, trial by error. But I like what I'm seeing from Connerly, man. And like I said, at some point this season, he's not going to be a rookie any longer. And I think the sky's the limit for this guy, man. And I do think it helps that Wiley is next to him. And you talked about Brandon Coleman. You know, I think for a lot of us fans, that was our problem with Wiley in that year one, because he didn't play a lot of that preseason. His first year here, and Ron and them started him anyways, and he was a turnstile. So, but outside of that, he's been a solid guy on the offensive line. And I said that Al Greddy was struggling. And Al Greddy was struggling from last year. And the whole problem was he just didn't have that depth.
Right.
Especially with Cosme getting hurt. You know, so this year is a little different. You know, you got that depth there. You got Chris Paul, who's finally – and look, that's what you call – player development. He's still on his rookie deal. That's player development, you know, and that's what you have to do to build a team. You know, sometimes it's all about playing a guy and he's supposed to be good right away. Sometimes you have to, especially when, you know, you drop a guy in later rounds. You know what I mean? So that's player development. And yesterday you seen a lot of the guys that were drafted, a lot of the, you know, this year and last year contributing. You know, Ben Sinnott.
Yes.
Bro, he was blocking his ass off yesterday.
Yep. And they didn't trust him Thursday night in Green Bay to do that, and they did yesterday.
Hey, well, it was by default now, wasn't it? But still, he was blocking his ass off yesterday. I tipped my hat to him.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota, bro. If I'm Adam Peters, I'm calling his agent right now. We're not doing no more year-by-year deal. Lock that man up for the next 3 years. Because I got all these callers, all the callers are calling. And say, this dude is the perfect backup for this team. And he keeps playing the way he's playing. Come next offseason, there's going to be a team that's going to want him to be a bridge quarterback. It's going to be a team. You need to lock him up right now for the next 3 years.
Paulie, that is a good point. I'm not going to tell you it isn't, but what if Mariota doesn't want to do – like, what if he's comfortable playing on one-year deals? Because what if he doesn't want to go to a bad team? Like, Daniel Jones wanted to go to a bad situation in Indianapolis and is making it work. What if Marcus Mariota, doesn't want to go to, Arizona next year if they decide to move on from Kyler Murray?
Stop with the Kyler Murray stuff. When you hate Kyler Murray, stop it.
God,
but my whole point is, stop it. My whole point is that he's there at different points in his career. He's at the back end of his career. I mean, I know quarterbacks can almost kind of play forever. But, you know, if you watch Mariota on that quarterback thing and you listen to all the reports, he's a family guy. First and foremost, I think he puts his family first.
Yep.
And I don't think he wants to, like you said, bounce around to another team and another situation, because he felt like he got jilted in Atlanta. So I don't think he wants to take that risk again But like I said, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm hitting his agent up. I'm hitting him up. But I'm saying, hey, let's lock you down for the next 2 to 3 years and let's go. Because this dude is a perfect guy for this offense as a backup. Yeah. Everybody loves him in the locker room. I mean, you see the teams he played for. You see the former players love him. I remember last year, King Henry jumping in his lap when he seen him, you know. So, obviously, there's something about this guy just outside of his playing performance. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have him for 17 games, but if I need him for 4 to 5 games, 6, 7 games a year, I'm good with it. So, let's just lock this dude up right now. But it was a good win. I like to see the team respond. That's mainly what I was looking for. How are they going to respond? You know, and it shows me, like you just said about Dan Quinn, these guys play for Quinn. They hear Quinn. More important than anything, they hear Quinn.
Yeah.
And that was a big win, and it was a big like I said, I like how they responded.
Nope, man. Absolutely. So good call. Appreciate it. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you getting in as always. They hear Quinn. They believe in Quinn. But most importantly, by and large, not every game, they operate as if they believe and hear Quinn, right? Like, there's a difference to say, I believe I want to play hard for the coach, and then to play dumb and stupid, not hard. They believe, they hear, they operate. There's a difference. Breaking news on the Commanders front. When we return in just a couple of moments, don't go anywhere. Plus, breaking news on the Cowboys front. We have both of those updates in Dan Quinn and Bill. Actually, Bill first and then Dan Quinn. How about them apples next on the Team 980?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In these situations, the rookie, Prosky Merritt, straight ahead.
Yes. Touchdown, Commanders.
Yeah, once again, Chris Myers, Fox, Jacory Prosky Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, with the one-yard touchdown run after Terry McLaurin's long catch of 56 yards, which was initially ruled a touchdown, then expedited, reviewed, blah, 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 blah. Didn't even look like necessarily upon replay, like different shots that his knee touched the ground, whatever. The NFL is silly, as we've already established. All right, breaking news before we get to my postgame conversation with Bill from the Commanders locker room. Right here, right now. Yes, the Commanders have made it official. Darnell Savage, veteran safety, last of Jacksonville, previous to that, Green Bay, is in the fold. They have signed Darnell Savage, and they have officially placed safety Will Harris on injured reserve. So the Commanders have a new veteran safety, and how quickly they can onboard Darnell Savage, we will see. Don't know if that means he'll play this Sunday in Atlanta. Maybe he can play a little bit, but you do have, again, I presume Jeremy Reeves will start next to Quan Martin, and you do have Tyler Owens, but Savage, listen, certainly by the Los Angeles game, the Charger game, you would think that he would be able to play a fairly decent amount of snaps. I don't know about this Sunday. They're getting him aboard here early, which is good. He's got a chance to obviously read the playbook and study the playbook over the next day and a half before practice, so that's good. All right, so that's that. Now, my very quick conversation before we turn it over to Dan Quinn just after 3:30 with Commanders running back. You just heard him score a one-yard touchdown run. Bill Jacory-Kroski-Merritt.
With Bill, Jacory-Kroski-Merritt, congratulations, obviously, on a win, touchdown. How did it feel out there? I mean, nice to kind of win one without having to necessarily sweat one out until the end.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I mean, especially after coming off a loss, I mean, we was ready to get back on the field, and I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
Your running back room, obviously, Chris started it off with a couple of nice runs on that first drive, and then Marcus finished it off. You had your touchdown. Obviously, Jeremy McNichols had a 60-yard touchdown run, broke a couple of tackles. You know, you guys lose Austin Eckler, but don't really skip a beat. I think you got over 200, maybe just shy of 200.
I mean, it's always good to, like, have some dogs in your room. I mean, like, I feel like we all push each other during the week, and, like, it's payday, and, like, it's good to finally see it pay off, like, on a Sunday afternoon.
How do you know, or do you know, like, series to series, how you're going to be used? Because, like, we all thought you were going to be used probably first today, and yet it was Chris. So, like, how do you keep yourself sharp?
It's just however the coaches want to do it, and, like, we just go out there and execute.
Cliff had talked earlier this week about, you know, wanting you to maybe improve a little bit in pass protection and just get more reps. I saw one out there that you looked pretty good on. I may have missed a few more, but, I mean, how do you feel like you're evolving in that area?
I mean, we just getting better every week. Just got to get better every week.
When I watch the tape of you, like especially last week in Green Bay, and I know there was an 11-yard run, I believe, today, you have such shifty feet in the backfield. Like, it seemed like before you even get to the line of scrimmage and before you even get to your blocks. Is that something that, you pride yourself on? Or?
Yeah, I mean, just be the best I can be. And I know, like, I mean, I got to be able to do that, to be in the league. And I feel like that's where I'm kind of special at, just getting positive yards.
And one last thing before you leave here, I see you're wearing a 21,
oh, yeah.
Sean Taylor, and you've got the Bill chain. I like that. I haven't seen that before. What do you know about Sean?
I know a lot about Sean Taylor. I know he was a great player here. One of the hardest hitting safeties in the draft, as he say he is. Yeah. And I mean, I just watched his documentary, and I was like, yeah, I want to get his jersey.
That's pretty cool. I'm sure everybody's going to love that and love you even more. And last thing, Atlanta up next. Tough defense now. Looks like the pass rush, an early thought, just hitting the road, how important to kind of sustain momentum.
We're just going to go watch film. And, like, I mean, we trust the game plan. And, like, we're just going to work all week to execute it on Sunday.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you.
All right, that's Bill Jacory-Kroski-Merritt yesterday at his locker in the Commanders' locker room after a 41-28 win over the Las Vegas, a 41-24 win, rather, over the Las Vegas Raiders. He had a one-yard touchdown run, as we mentioned, and as AMAC played on the way back in. He had 8 carries, 26 yards, a long of 9, and the touchdown. Still not getting a lot of work, but clearly, like, I don't know. I'll just say this. Like, there are some people that don't understand why he's not playing. I, thought Cliff was pretty clear. Wanted to see him get better in pass protection and as a pass receiver. I mean, that's why I didn't think he would play in week one. I don't understand what people don't understand. All right, Dan Quinn on the way next. You'll hear from the Commanders head coach. What will he say? You'll hear it live on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back. We await Dan Quinn live in Ashburn to meet the media. You'll hear it here. You'll hopefully get some sort of like legitimate information besides ask the doctors, which we're not allowed to ask. One point I wanted to make real quickly before we turn it over to Dan Quinn, my guys at Talk Nats, who also run Talk Commanders, pointed out, I forgot this, good stuff that Darnell Savage, he a Terp, is coming back home. I forgot Darnell Savage played at Maryland. So a little bit of a homecoming. There you go. Always makes sense. Javon Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman, two Washington, D.C. guys, and now Darnell Savage, former Terp. All right, Dan Quinn is meeting with reporters right here, right now.
I know we talked a little bit yesterday, post-game, but you heard me also talk about complimentary football, all phases being extension of one another. And it's one thing to talk about it, but I absolutely felt it, lived it. The returns to field position that led to a touchdown. I saw it with a turnover in the first quarter, defensive getting a stop. I saw it with a two-minute drive at the end of the half to, you know, try to get some points at the end. So kind of the fun part about all of that is you don't know who's the one that's going to pop off and do the thing. So yesterday, that might have been Jeremy McNichol, you know, in the second quarter to get the long touchdown run. There was other players. I felt like Ben Sinnott in the run game, Payne and Kinlaw at defensive tackle, Debo and Jalen Lane on the return side. So it was just different people, you know, in different spaces. And I thought that was one of the real key factors in the game. Injury-wise, safety Will Harris unfortunately broke his fibula, and he'll be put on to IR. He has been an absolutely fantastic addition for us, and we hope at some point that we'll get him back. But he'll go on IR. We're also, the team is also going to sign safety Darnell Savage as well. So on the plus side, from the injury side, Marshawn Lattimore has cleared from the concussion protocol. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions regarding injuries and updates that on Wednesday I'll be better qualified to fill you in on where we're at and the assessments from there. But I am more than pumped to talk about the game and what's ahead.
All right, Kime?
Excuse me, Dan. With Harris, what is it that you're losing most? And then with Darnell, what are you getting?
With losing most, I thought really in the coverage game, man, have I felt that. John, like the matchups, you've seen up him and Zach, and in fact, I talked about that in the team meeting today. So I feel the speed and the coverage ability from Will. That's one thing. This is a position that we've got some really talented guys with Owens and Reeves and Butler and how to go. And so adding Savage into that group, we'll see as we move forward. We're very excited to have him here. But as far as the roles and that, I think we're still, you know, we'll work through that to go. It's a deep position for us, but Will has a very unique skill set. His background at corner certainly helps, but yeah, he's been an excellent addition for us. And like I said, I don't know when that would be. I don't have all that kind of information, John, in terms of returns and such, but it's a big deal for us.
And then with Jaden, what is the plan this week?
Yeah, we're still listing him as day-to-day, and then as we get into Wednesday, I'll be more qualified to, you know, hit us on what types of practice and what we can hit on to go. So he went through some things today, some more tomorrow, and that'll lead us up into Wednesday. But when we get together prior to practice, I'll have a better idea for the plan. We've not nailed that down for the week as of yet.
Thank you.
Nikki?
Hey, Dan, when you went back and looked at the tape, what really stood out to you about why the offense was especially efficient in this game?
Yeah, I thought that really first thing first, the run game, I thought, you know, was something that we stayed committed to. I thought the backs really hit it and were aggressive, all in their own way, Nikki, which is in itself a fun conversation to have, where Jeremy's a little bit different than Chris and Bill's different from both of them as well. But having the whole complement of it, and then that to me was the big piece of it. We did different personnel groups, different ways to go about it, and I thought that was the thing that stood out to me. I certainly felt they pressured some. The blitz pickup was good. There was one certainly by Bill early against, you know, who I think is an excellent blitzer. So I started having the variety, and like the run game takes time. So the fact that, you know, two of the three times it went well, we're not all the way where we're going to be at it, but I'm very encouraged about, you know, what it can be.
And how did you feel Chris Paul and Andrew Wiley did at guard?
Yeah, I knew that would come up to go. I was pleased with Chris inside the strength of him, Nikki, and that we knew that going into camp and where it was. And all four of the guards, like, we're just, you know, still kind of in the early days with Chris and Andrew and Nick and Brandon to go. And so it may take a little bit of time to sort itself out to go. But to see Chris, you know, he deserved that chance to go battle for it. I thought he had an excellent camp. And you know, he was ready to go fight, and I'm not gonna say throw his hat in the ring like a cliche, but like he was really ready to go prove himself and execute and do that at a high level. I'd been impressed, you know, with the Raiders, especially at linebacker. I thought they had square, they were strong, they could play it, and they had established they played the well run in the first two games. So we knew that would be a challenge, but I thought he answered the bell.
Tom.
Thanks, Dan. Kind of a follow-up question on that same point. A lot of people talk about coherence and having the same five guys in the offensive line. I'm curious why you felt comfortable. I mean, beyond, you know, liking Chris and Andrew, why did you feel comfortable shuffling that, and what led to that decision?
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be comfortable or that way to go. I mean, honestly, having the same, you know, group together and calls and working together, I think sometimes you just got to make sure, like, the competition's the central part of it, Tom, to make sure that's how we're going to get down and do things. And if you don't live that, then I think it's just, you know, a sign on the wall that you don't. And so we wanted to make sure, hey, if this takes some time to work itself out, we're committed to doing that. All of the guys, not just O-line, but all the players, there's some things we work on. We have a program called EPP, and it's our pre-practice, post-practice, the skill work, and we take that really seriously, and at that position to keep working the skills to get better and better as we're going, that's a big deal. But I think it does show to the depth at the position that we're willing to dig in and keep battling for it. Sam Cosmi's not far away in his space of where he's going. He's digging hard too. So once we get, you know, that going, like, we'll see where it all plays out. But we're committed to, you know, continuing to just find the edge, man.
David Aldridge.
Dan, how did Connerly hold up? I know they were moving Crosby around a lot, but how did he hold up generally?
Yeah, I thought it was a good day. Of the three games, I thought it was his best one. I thought this one and the Giants one were his two best DA to go through it. You see the movements also. Like, I can pull, he can get on, you know, like sometimes you can just say just in one phase. But he's had a hell of a matchup, you know, for his first three games to go into it. And sometimes you go and you learn through the fights and where do you grow. And I would say, like, it's cool to see the game that didn't go well a week ago and then grow from it, get the lessons. How do I get better against a fantastic player? Did it all go great? No, but there was a lot to like. And I think that's what you're looking for, you know, as a coach. Are we learning? Are you growing? Or are you stuck in the blender? And so for him, you know, the growth at times is tough and it sucks when you go through it. But there's also when you come through the other way, and you gain some confidence too, David, to say, okay, this is, you know, is some of the highest levels that you go to and you grow and you keep digging in.
Same question basically about Sinnott and Yankoff and how they did. And I know the blocking is going to be different for them than it was for Bates.
Yes.
For Bates, but how'd they hold up?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's an important part of this. I thought Cliff and the guys did a good job in the design of that phase where John matchups are different. You know, Bates in terms of who he goes to, where he goes to, whether it's big defensive ends or not, where Ben, we're going to use the speed off the ball to try to beat somebody that punch. So it was the most he's played and also the best he's played. And so I thought that was a good sign to see both of those in conjunction to others. You don't know exactly how a game is going to play out. You know, you have what you're going to call, where it is. You may lean into one when it's going stronger than another, and that was the case yesterday where, you know, you're trying to have balance, but when the run game's going, you keep digging in to fight for it more. And it was just good to see him really cut it loose, David. That's what I was most proud of him yesterday, just aggressive, beating somebody to the punch, getting to the next level. Different than John. You're right.
To Sean.
Hey, Dan, you guys have been doing a strong job, both in terms of kick return and punt return and the coverage teams in both of those areas as well. What do you think has clicked for you guys in those specific areas?
Yeah, we really value it, Tashawn. I guess it started as we think of it as a very big part of our play style and identity. The way we cover, the way we hit, the way we run. And we've got some experienced players there, you know, primarily like Reeves and Ballore. And now you see them develop the others of the McGees and Owens that go through it. So, adding Jalen in the offseason through the draft, that was a big deal. And, you know, you saw the demonstrated punt return ability from Tech and in fact, back from Middle Tennessee as well. But he's also grown on the receiving side. That was a big deal. On the kick return side, we thought this would be something Debo would be really strong at. And Luke as well. They're aggressive runners to go hit it. But it's the front line. It's getting single blocks. Those are the ones that are challenged. We work those techniques hard against one another. And we're still growing into it as well. And we think as the season's going, you know, what's changing? How do you see things different? You're seeing more footballs hit the ground, you know, to try so you can take off when the ball hits the ground. So those are all part of things that we're growing and learning on. I think the kickers are also doing a good job of that. So, there's so much more to grow and learn in the kick return side of things. So we're just going to keep digging in as hard as we can.
All right, that's head coach Dan Quinn of the Commanders. His Monday after a win or loss press conference with reporters via Zoom. Thanks to the Commanders PR staff for putting that together, making that available. So as you would expect, there was no update of any substance really on Jaden Daniels. He's day-to-day. My guess is he'll be limited Wednesday, maybe not until Thursday. We'll have to see. But maybe limited Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll again see on Friday. If he's full go on Friday, and if he comes out of it, then I guess he plays on Sunday in Atlanta. If he's limited all week, I would say probably a sign that he's not going to play. Or maybe he would be the backup then to instead of Josh Johnson. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that because I don't know exactly the nature of the injury because they won't tell us. So that's the news on that. You heard the official confirmation of Savage. Again, the team had announced that previously. And we had just told you that. Anyway, Savage for Will Harris. I was glad what he said about Will Harris. This is the only radio show in town that told you Will Harris was pretty good in coverage. Everyone else was like, he can hit. No. Watch the tape. It was very easy to see. Watch the tape. All right, so that's that. Why don't we get, AMAC, why don't we get a quick call in here? Why don't we go to John in Oklahoma before we take the time out, and then we'll come back and wrap up on Dumb Dumb of the Day. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the Cowboys are not going to put C.D. Lamb on IR. However, he is, with the high ankle sprain, expected to miss at least the next one or two games. So that's a big loss for the Cowboys as they try and recover with a bad defense at all. What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Chris.
You got it, John.
He's talking about the Raiders getting a raw deal over there about all that traveling and stuff. Okay, yeah, I agree. But I'll tell you one of the sweetest deals anybody's ever gotten in football, as far as I know, the Cowboys. And nobody probably cares, but you're talking about it, so I'm going to bring it up. In 2018, Chris, they played in Atlanta. They went home on the 15th. Excuse me. On November the 18th, they went home and slept in their bed. November the 18th after playing Atlanta. They didn't leave again till December the 15th. Mm-hmm. That's almost 28 days.
Yeah. And I remember they played like three straight home games or something like that, or was it four? I can't remember.
Yes. Let's see. I think it was three. Well, yeah.
They played the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day, and then I believe they played right. The next Thursday night, or maybe it was another team and then the Commanders on that next Thursday. I can't remember exactly how it worked out.
They played the Commanders on the 22nd after they got back from Atlanta.
Wait, what did you call them, John? What did you call them?
Well, yeah. No, I didn't. Well, you did, ain't you? Oh, hey, that's the first problem.
And they were the Redskins back then, John. They were the Redskins.
Okay.
I'm just teasing.
You got me, Chris. Okay, you got me.
I'm just teasing.
Chris?
Yes.
Anyway, they were three and five when they left Atlanta. They were 5-5. They went on an 8 out of 9 game winning streak. Well, they only went on the road 2 games after they left Atlanta. You know, that's a sweet deal right there. No team has stayed home 26, 7 days during the middle of the season.
Yeah.
It just don't happen.
No,
I only played one time back-to-back road games that year, too. You know, only one time they played that. But and another deal, I was talking about our game. Last year, our first 3 games of the season, if you look back, we almost played penalty-free football. The other day, we had 5 penalties the first 20 minutes of the game. We got to clean that stuff up to be good football teams. I mean, you just can't have that. I mean, there's just no getting around that sloppy football. I mean, last year, I was like, this team came out down, raised that hut. I mean, they were ready. Those first 3 games, I'll never forget how they played error-free football.
7 penalties for 54 yards. That number is not egregious by any means, but – like, no. To your point, they had two holding penalties, one on Tunsil, one on Josh Connerly, on the same play. Yeah. So one of them was declined. They had another, I believe, declined penalty. So, you know, they almost had the punt return from Jalen Lane thrown out because I thought they got away with a little bit of a clip or a block in the back. So, yeah.
Slightly. And when he first took off, right. I think maybe, but. I mean, but the first 5 were in the first 20 minutes. That's why our score, we couldn't get away from it. Right. Penalizing ourselves.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
That's
you know,
true.
10-10. The score would have been more. The score wasn't indicative of how we were playing. Is what I'm saying. But the penalties were costing us how we were playing. And I'll never say that Dan Quinn lost that Super Bowl. I don't care. Tom Brady was down 28 points going into the second half. All he can do is drop back and throw. They never called a holding penalty on that line of scrimmage. They called 3 defensive backs for different things. But when you're down 28 points at halftime, I don't care who you are, they know you're going to come out passing. They pin your ears back and come get you. Yeah, they had a great line, but they didn't have a line that good. I think they just pretty much served that second half up to the New England Patriots because of the, you know, Tom Brady.
Right.
And
I got you. I got to run. I'm up against the clock. Thank you. Appreciate it, John. Thank you. I got to go. All right, let's take a timeout. Unfortunately, we can't get to any more calls. We'll have plenty of time. I mean plenty of time throughout the week to talk to you. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Tomorrow we will have a full Monday night football recap, Ravens and the Lions. We'll have more on the Commanders. We will have a Commanders early look at the Falcons and everything there. And coming up next, we have Dum Dum of the Day. Straight ahead. Alrighty, yes indeed, Linnell Willingham. He's not the Dum Dum of the Day. Although sometimes he says some dumb things. So do I. He's coming up next, Burgundy and Gold today. I see his show rundown. He's going to be teasing lots of stuff. He's going to be talking hand technique. He's going to be talking all sorts of nitty-gritty football because he gets after it like that. But here who is the dum-dum of the day. That's right. We take you to Dateline, Dayton, Ohio. 36-year-old Travis Jackson is now charged with two counts of murder, two counts of felonious assault, and discharging a firearm. Why? Because everybody feels they need a gun. The problem is what he did with the gun. He got mad at a 22-year-old landscaper who he decided to just fatally pick off. On September 18th, that was last Thursday, lawn care worker Tanner Staggs, 22 years old, just doing his job, just living his life, trying to make an honest paycheck, was working at a home in Dayton, Ohio. An argument broke out between him and Travis Jackson, the neighbor, not the client, the neighbor, according to television news reports. Then, after the argument, shots were fired. A 911 caller said, quote, "We've got a guy shot in the heart," end quote. The dispatcher asked the caller if he knew what led to the shooting. The caller said, yeah, it was an argument over grass clippings on a car. Grass clippings on a car. The young landscaper was taken to the hospital, unfortunately, and sadly, he was pronounced dead. Loss of life, 22 years old. That is a tragedy amongst tragedies. So apparently what happened was Jackson, the guy who's now charged, told police he shot Staggs and showed him where the gun was. He had shot towards the house where the landscapers were on the sidewalk and the victim was in the street. The guy lost his life over nothing, a witness saw. They spoke with witnesses. They determined Jackson came out of his home, began arguing with Staggs over mud and grass on his vehicle. And supposedly the victim had a positive attitude, was always a good team player, got along with others, patient, understanding, a leader in the crew, a young man with so much life ahead of him. And the company said his passing leaves an unimaginable void for his loved ones, our team, and the entire landscaping community. So could you imagine having your life ended because some lunatic with a gun at a house that you weren't even working on got mad because apparently you sprayed his grass with grass clipping, his car with grass clippings? And could you imagine being so mad, so enraged, so dumb, such an idiot, that you're now going to spend the rest of your life in jail for murder because you were that mad over grass clippings on your car? A horrible tragedy, but it just shows you the idiocy that we live amongst. Just a awful, awful. Could you imagine? I mean, all of our lives could end in a snap of a finger. You go to work trying to just make a buck, trying to make a living. Boom. Never come home. Because of grass clippings on a car, allegedly. Whatever. Sad. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Bill, who I dragged to the microphone there for a couple of quick minutes. Thanks to Commander's PR for providing the Dan Quinn audio. As well, thanks to you on the phones, even those of you that were mad at me. I don't know why you were mad at me, but you were mad at me. Thanks to AMAC, Cowboy B as well. More with them tomorrow. Will the Giants make a quarterback change between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? I say yes. Stacks and darn, it is time. We'll see. Ravens, Lions tonight. Linnell's next. Have a good afternoon on the Team 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.